Joining us now on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we have Rochelle Tipton, head coach of the Newton Girls Track and Field team. And Thursday night, a big night, kind of the culmination of a long season. And your thoughts generally on how things went? Four automatic qualifiers out of that night.
It was a good night overall. But yeah, for automatic qualifiers, for the most part, I think we kind of got what we thought. And Lauren had a chance to auto in the two, but still got in placing third. So that's good. But yeah, otherwise, I think we kind of got what we thought we'd get for auto, and then we're able to get some other things that we were hoping we'd get. So
more than a sum. I mean, you got what? We had four automatic. I think you said you ended up with 12 events.
Yep. 12 total events.
How they take the next
eight in 3A.
Okay.
Yep.
8 and 3A. Okay.
Yep. Across eight districts. So it's tough to do it, but.
Yeah. It's a pretty full field. Yep. I know one thing you guys are pretty happy with is you got second ahead of team up my Bondurant Farrar.
Yes. Yeah. So when we were at East Marshall, they got, won the team score by 10 points. We were a little shorthanded that night, but we still did a really good job and just came up that little bit short. So it's like, okay, we've got everybody. We're here. Like, let's go. Let's rock. And let's get it back. And we did. So we got second. And, yeah.
Were there any surprises to you from what happened Thursday in Pella?
Not really. No. I mean, not necessarily. I mean, there were a couple, events that we knew had a chance. That unfortunately didn't make it, and it's not really surprise, maybe isn't the right word, but it's definitely heartbreaking, like, because it was there, like, they had the chance, but it was going to be a tough chance, but still a good chance, and it just didn't quite work out. So
had a pretty good grouping of teams there.
Yes.
That was a pretty strong competition.
It is. Yeah.
So.
Yep.
So now you know, the state meet's not that far away. Do you give them a little bit of rest, or what do you do
today? Well, yeah, give them a little bit of a lighter day, and especially since it is kind of warm out today.
Yeah,
but and we'll let them celebrate and have fun with that, but you know, we will come back and do a good solid workout on Monday to keep them fresh and keep their legs, keep speed in their legs ahead of the end of the week, and then
as you kind of look towards next season too, talk a little bit about the different areas. First off, let's start with, like, the throwing and the field events. What do you see coming up next year for those?
For field events, we do have a couple long, at least one, if not a couple long jumpers that will be fun. And then Cameron Klein also tried long jump for the fun of it earlier this week in Pella, like our very first meet of the week on Monday, and jumped really well. So I think we're converting her into a long jumper next year.
He's
too.
Got another job.
So,
then.
Yeah. And then for throws coming up, I know that there's a couple of ones that look like they've been doing well for eighth grade. So it'll be nice to hopefully fold them into the mix. And there's a high jumper as well. So yeah, as long as everybody comes out and is willing to try, it'll be fun to see. What do we get there?
Long distance too. Some folks there that you might be looking forward to coming up.
Yeah, there's a good crew that. But when you look at results, like, they kind of can run the gambit of things, which will be interesting to see how everybody breaks off and what they end up kind of being more needed in or more of a specialty in. But yeah, there's a solid. Yeah, distance crew. Well, I say distance crew, but again, like, they've also ran sprints and do very well there, too. So we'll see how it all breaks out.
Anything else you want people to know about this team so far this year? And I know you were really proud of how they worked.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the whole season's. There's been a lot of ups and downs. I mean, we started off with really crappy weather, and when it finally got nice, we had a storm delay. We've had various injuries of varying kinds, and so there's been a lot of things to, like, keep kind of push back on the season and just kind of want to get you down. And even those small moments where it kind of did, everybody just picked up themselves back up, picked each other up, and kept going. And we've had a really fun last couple weeks here with the home meet and the couple meets in Pella, and just everybody running best times. And so, yeah, it's they've put in the work and pushed through a lot, but got here, and yeah, now we get to celebrate it.
Thought most of them were peaking down at the right time.
Yeah, yep.
Well, that's good. Well, that's what we always...
Right, that's yeah, what we want.
When we started talking about this season, yeah, it's, we're pushing forward into May. So.
Yep.
Okay, good deal. Well, we appreciate your comments throughout the season, and best of luck coming up next week.
Oh, thank you very much.
Rochelle Tipton joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.